Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel, and I am your host for this podcast, and it is my passion to be helping the modern multicultural mujer and bilingual micro-bizpreneur gain clarity, focus, and create their blueprint for success so they can rock their six figures and live their best life. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. There are no coincidences in this world. You are here to hear this message today. Llegaste a este podcast para escuchar el mensaje de hoy. This is a bilingual podcast. A veces hablamos español, and sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Welcome. I'm so excited for today's episode. Let's get it started. Bienvenidos. Are you ready to hear the truth? Are you ready to hear the truth of the matter? The truth of the matter is, as an entrepreneur, I need you to understand that it is important, very important, that you understand that how you feel is very normal. So here's the truth of the matter. Most days, I feel like we are struggling alone. I feel like we're struggling alone. Do you feel like that? Do you feel like you're struggling alone? The truth of the matter is, as entrepreneurs, most days we do. We feel that way. We feel like we're struggling alone. But I want you to know that you're not alone. I'm not alone. I know. But here's the thing. What we often see on social media is we need to understand that it is only a 0.01% of someone else's business, of someone else's life, of the successes they're having. That's all we see. That's all people show. And so what we see in ourselves in a daily way is the fact that we are seeing 100% of our struggles, 100% of our hardships, 100% of our shortcomings, because we are living them. And then we look outside and we think, no one else is going through what I'm going through. No one else is struggling. Everybody else is, you know, their posts are being commented on. People in their groups are working and loving on them. And what you don't see is anybody else's hardships and shortcomings. But let me remind you that this, the life of running a business, that you are pursuing your passion, doing it day in and day out, truly, and being an entrepreneur truly, is not for the average person. So entrepreneurs that keep going and are consistent, everybody wants to own their own business because they want to be their own boss. But the truth of the matter is that it's not as easy as people think it is. There, you've got to get yourself up whenever you're down. It's up to you to make sure you keep going. But that's the life that you've chosen. And as you move forward at the end of the road, every entrepreneur who continues on at the end of the road gets to the point where it was all worth it. It was all worth it. Entrepreneurship is not for the average person. So know this, my friend. If you are watching this and you are an entrepreneur, you are not the average person. You are above average. The average person will say, I want to start a business, but then they won't do what it takes. So the business goes down, and that's okay, because at the end of the day, they would have said, yeah, see, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. People are lying. It works the way that you work it. Being an entrepreneur and running your business is to the point where your business is noble. If you work it every day, it will work for you. But if you don't work it every day, then don't expect miracles to happen. Again, it is you are above average. Most people don't have the stomach to handle what business owners actually go through. And so the truth of the matter is, guys, most days for me, I feel like I'm struggling alone, and I know you do too. But I know in my heart of hearts that it just feels that way, but I am not really alone. I'm here to continuously remind you that you need to stop looking at what everybody else is doing on social media and begin to start looking at your little baby steps that are your successes. I am here today to remind you and to remind me that being an entrepreneur is not for the faint of heart. Most people, like I said before, don't have the stomach to handle what a mujerpreneur goes through. Womanpreneur, mujerpreneur. And I want to share with you that we are denied. Many times we are denied, we are ignored, we're still full of love, and we keep going, and we end up being sleep deprived. Sometimes we keep going and we're hungry, and we are passionate people, passionate mujeres, who day after day get kicked in the gut when things don't go as we plan. And yet, otra vez, here we are, we wake up, y lo hacemos otra vez. We do it again, día tras día. We are the crazy ones. We're the crazy ones. We're the rare breed. Somos las únicas. And we're not alone. We're not alone. No somos las únicas aquí. We are not alone. But I want to share with you a little bit from the heart here. The past couple of months since I lost my mom, whom I was caregiving for, my world came tumbling down. Yes, I'm strong, and what people saw was that Marty kept going and everything was doing well, and it's all starting to unravel right now with the holidays. But these months have been quite a struggle for me. Forcing myself to get up, forcing myself to smile when my family looks at me, and then going to the bathroom and breaking down and completely crying and just losing it. But that's par for the course, because in my heart of hearts, my mom was an entrepreneur. I know that maybe she might have felt the same way. And so for her, I get up. For her, I get up. Los últimos meses, desde que perdí a mi mamá, a quien cuidaba, mi mundo se vino abajo. Se vino abajo. Estos meses han sido para mí una gran lucha. Una super gran lucha. And to be honest, I wake up in the middle of the night, my mind is racing, and I spend my afternoons pacing in my home praying to the angels to show me into my next best step or steps. I know you've been there with me. I know that. And that's why I'm here to tell you, I see you. I hear you. I love you. Most nights I ask myself, how can I create a dream of leaving a legacy of Latina leaders who are ready to take on the challenge of paving the way for others to help them succeed? How can I create this dream? I want to be able to empower them to find the key to building systems that will help them take their businesses from brick and mortar to click and order, to find that the key system, the thing that keeps them moving. And that's why I get up. Por eso me levanto. Por eso estoy aquí. Porque Diosito me puso aquí, as we say in Spanish. Because God put me here to follow my passion, to serve the underprivileged, the underrepresented. I'm here for you, ambicultural and bilingual mujerpreneur. Aquí estoy para ayudarte. I want to be that light, that beacon of hope that you can look at me and say, if she did it, I can do it too. Mujeres who have been part of the underserved, underrepresented, and underprivileged understand. These are the ones that I am called to serve. I'm called to be that empowering Latina coach that I can help you, coach you. If you're ready to rock your six figures, go from five figures to six figures, because here's what I want you to understand. You cannot build a six-figure business with the same mind and the same tasks that you built a five-figure business. So I am here to help you move those mountains and clear the path. Those mountains that I'm moving and clearing the path for you to come join me. Join me. I would love to be your coach. I would be honored to be your coach. I am living my truth, and that is what living your truth is all about. Finding that place where the struggle is not as strong as the passion. And I'm asking you to share yours. Share with me, what is it that you foresee? What's that pain that you overcome every day so that you can go on living your truth? I'd love to hear it. Es verdad. Es verdad cómo vive uno. Siendo emprendedora es difícil. No es para todos. No es para todas. Pero aquí estamos día tras día. Day by day, we are here. Why? Because we have a passion. Because we wake up every day and know that at the end of the road, at least for me, at the end of the road, somebody, when I pass, somebody's going to look at my headstone or whatever it is and say, because of you, Marty, I didn't quit. And that's why I work so hard. Because I want to leave that legacy. And I know that I'm not alone. I know that you're not alone. And I want you to know that you're not alone. I'm here for you. If there's anything that I can do to guide you, to move you forward, to help you, to coach you, I would be honored. So tell me yours. Why? Because I want to know yours. Dime, ¿cuál es tu pasión? ¿Qué es lo que te hace levantarte todas las mañanas? I would love to hear your story. Just like I'm sharing a bit of mine, how struggling I've been these past few months, and it took me down. I'm going to be honest with you. Losing my mom took me emotionally down. I thought I was ready because I took care of her for 10 years. I thought I was ready. I thought it's not going to affect me. But I struggle every day to find that reason to live. I struggle, and I see you. I know that you're struggling. Let me hear from you. Let me hear from you. I would love to have you join my community. If you're thinking about joining a community, maybe getting a little coaching for free by joining the community, then let me invite you to click on the link below and join this community of like-minded entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs, donde estamos inspirándonos juntas, ambicultural and bilingual mujerpreneurs. I want to be your guide. I would be so incredibly grateful if you joined the community and gave to that community. I hope you do. And as well, leave me a comment and let me know, please let me know, what is it that keeps you going? Have a beautiful day, as always. This is Marty Angel, Latina Biz Coach, signing off, saying namaste. This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.